This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Travelers got through the first day of new border rules with little disruption. That may be because U.S. customs agents issued warnings instead of actually stopping people who did not have proof of citizenship now required. Or maybe the border wait is already so long, any extra delays yesterday would have been hard to notice. NPR's Ted Robbins has this view from the nation's busiest border crossing near San Diego.
The wait to cross from Tijuana, Mexico to San Ysidro, California is seldom less than 30 minutes. It's often much longer, as it was yesterday when I walked alongside Monica Hastie's car as it inched forward in line.
Actually, I would say about an hour, hour and a half for us. Yeah, about an hour, huh, Daddy?
Yeah.
She lives in Tijuana and was driving her father to a doctor's appointment in San Diego. She had her U.S. passport ready. He had a military veteran's ID.
You know, I'm a disabled veteran, and I showed that to them, but they won't accept it.
No, you can't do that, honey. It has to be like a license.
Actually, his driver's license alone won't cut it. U.S. citizens must now have a passport or another government picture ID showing citizenship, such as a military or tribal ID.
How you doing?
Customs agents like Patricia Waman will also accept a birth certificate along with a second picture ID, like a driver's license. She says, so far, so good.
Until now, everybody got a U.S. passport or birth certificate plus ID, so that is really good.
Mexican citizens already had to show a visa or passport. Canadians didn't until now.
Where do you live, sir?
But at the Blaine, Washington crossing with Canada, customs agent Mike Bull says Canadian citizens have had plenty of time to get ready.
We've been talking about it now since 9/11. You know, we've been talking about the changes are coming.
The acceptable number of documents went from about 8,000 down to about 24. But Ken Opplinger of the Whatcom County, Washington Chamber of Commerce says documents are not the problem. He points out that the only terrorist caught on the border was Ahmed Rassam back in 1999. Rassam was on a ferry boat between Canada and the U.S. on his way to bomb the Los Angeles airport.
He was not caught because of documentation. He was caught because he looked a little odd, he was a little fidgety, and the well-trained American border guard sent him to secondary, and they found all the explosives in his car. So we seem to be sort of putting up barriers to prevent something that isn't an issue.
Likewise, critics say some documents can be forged. Gerdette Dillon heads customs operations for the California border. He says the new requirements will help agents identify threats.
And people will be compliant, they'll understand the process, and so will we. It's an educational process for us.
Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff has said that he was surprised a few years ago when he learned that it was good enough to simply say, I am a U.S. citizen, to get back inside the country. Well, the days of the honor system are now over. Ted Robbins, NPR News, at the San Ysidro Port of Entry.